This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When school districts across the country responded to a survey about what kind of technology purchases they were planning on making this year, 90% said they were looking for tech to support what's called personalized learning. Kyla Calvert-Mason reports it's an approach more and more schools are using in Wisconsin.
There's a lot going on in Lissa Lauerdorf's third and fourth grade math class at Johnson Creek Elementary School. Some students are learning about fractions.
Wait, so we have a number line, we have a set. What's another way to represent fractions?
Another group is figuring out factors.
How can multiplication help you with factors?
Students rotate between working with Lauerdorf and practicing these new skills in small groups. And when they're done with that, they move independently to working on skills they're learning at their own pace. Derek Hernandez is looking at the online platform Johnson Creek uses to track students' progress on the skills laid out in the state's grade level standards.
There's pie charts, and once one is all blue, it means I'm proficient and I don't need to work on that level anymore.
To keep turning those pie charts blue, Hernandez picks another skill. He'll watch videos and do practice problems until he's confident enough to share his work with Lauerdorf. She'll either sign off on the skill as completed or send him back for more practice. This is one way to do personalized learning, but it's not the only one. Richard Halverson researches technology and education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says even advocates don't always agree on what the term means.
Some people think it's the shape of the learning environment. Some people think it's the use of computer adaptive learning tools. Some people think it's interest-driven learning.
He and his grad students have identified common threads they see in schools that use the ideas with success.
They turn around their whole classroom to try to figure out what do kids need and what do they want to learn, and then they organize instruction around that.
About 30 miles from Johnson Creek, another school built around personalized learning takes an approach where students spend less time in what looks like traditional classes and classrooms. On a day early in the school year, some students are working in pairs and larger groups at the Waukesha STEM Academy. They're in the school's toy and game design workshop. Every year, students at the middle school campus learn about design, marketing, and research in the semester-long workshop. Elizabeth Schulte is working alone. She's trying to decide between creating a video game based on the flora and fauna of a local nature preserve or a Legos-like city designing toy.
Well, I'm definitely going to try the Fox River one first, but if I can't figure out how to do the programming, then I'm going to have to do the city build one because we only have a limited amount of time and I have to figure out which one would be the wiser decision.
Managing and planning her time is part of what she's learning. Amy Bigelow has a daughter at the STEM Academy. She says the way the school pairs personalization with projects like this has turned around how she feels about school. Bigelow remembers afternoons during elementary school.
And she would come home after school just really in a funk every day.
But that's changed.
She came home the first week and she said, "Mom, I didn't realize I'm learning, but it doesn't feel like I'm learning."
Enthusiasm and student independence are the kinds of outcomes personalized learning advocates tout. But researchers haven't found that it leads to significant improvements in test scores. Halverson says that could be because personalized learning is an effort to get away from teaching that's focused on standardized tests.
Do we want young people who take control of their own learning and can set their own path and articulate their own goals? Do we want kids who master standards and are proficient at standardized-based content? Do we want both?
He says those are the questions education policymakers are grappling with. Whether more schools embrace personalized learning could depend on their answers. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.